welcome to the Inclusive Enterprise Podcast with co-hosts Charlotte and Brian Hughes. Charlotte and Brian are both Fortune 500 corporate leaders turned diversity and inclusion catalysts. Together, they view diversity, equity, and inclusion through the intersectional lens of gender, race, and disability. Every 2 weeks, you'll hear transformational interviews as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your workplace and career to drive profitable growth through diversity, inclusion, and belonging. Now it's time for your daily dose of inclusive leadership.
Welcome to the Inclusive Enterprise Podcast community. This is Brian Hughes, one of your hosts. My co-host, Charlotte Hughes, will introduce herself to you in a couple of minutes. This is our pre-launch episode of the Inclusive Enterprise Podcast. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you enthusiastic about contributing to a more inclusive workplace and society for all people? Is lifelong learning and development a personal value of yours? If you answer yes to both questions, then the Inclusive Enterprise Podcast is for you. This episode is designed to explain why we're doing the podcast and why it's so important right now. What we want to give you and what you can expect from the show. I want to tell you a little bit about the co-host, Charlotte and myself. And finally, give you a heads up on some of the exciting and informative interview guests who will be appearing at the start of this season one. While there have been many points in history where society reflects on expectations of diversity, equity, inclusion, the summer of 2020 through the spring of 2021 has presented a real opportunity for change. As people across the globe engage in discussions of racial equity and justice, companies are seizing this moment to consider their roles and opportunities to advance diversity, equity, inclusion at their organizations, not just for racial equity, but for other underrepresented groups as well. We all want to play or should want to play a role in helping our workplace and society to improve diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI. But that can be a difficult task sometimes. How do you create an environment where our differences are celebrated? How do you change long-held beliefs and biases? It requires a level of honesty that can make people uncomfortable sometimes and cause many to worry that it will lead to unnecessary confrontation. To get there, we have to be willing to have brave conversations that change hearts and minds. The Inclusive Enterprise Podcast is intended to be that safe space for brave conversations, to connect, share, learn, and grow together. Look, we know there are many diversity and inclusion podcasts out there that you could be listening to right now. And we want to let you know what to expect to get from this show. First, you'll get the unique intersectional perspectives of race, gender, and disability from your co-hosts, Charlotte and me. More importantly, you'll hear authentic stories and actionable tips from some of the world's most accomplished people to dig into the provocative and powerful ideas of our time. Episodes will include leading CEOs, trailblazers, best-selling authors, and innovators as they reveal their transformational insights on equity, inclusion, and belonging. Later in this episode, we'll preview some of Season 1's amazing guests and topics. Before introducing Charlotte, my better half, let me introduce myself. I'm Brian Hughes, co-founder and chief strategy officer of Inclusive Leaders Group. We're a boutique training and consulting firm known for advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion to drive innovation and profitable growth. The Inclusive Enterprise is the podcast brand. Inclusive Leaders Group is the enterprise brand. In my Fortune 500 corporate career, I've experienced the pain of bias, microaggressions, and discrimination as a black man in the workplace, but also privilege in the form of a National Urban League minority marketing internship during college and a minority scholarship and internship from Johnson & Johnson Company while in graduate school. Over the past 30 years, I held various marketing and sales positions with progressive responsibility at IBM, Johnson & Johnson, American Express, and the National Football League, among other employers. Absorbing both the pain and privilege of diversity and inclusion sparked my interest in DEI as a profession. Knowing intuitively that diversity matters in purely business terms, igniting a raging fire of passion and commitment. Research shows that companies in the top quartile for gender or racial and ethnic diversity are more likely to have financial returns above their national industry medians. In comparison, companies in the bottom quartile are statistically less likely to achieve above average returns. Diversity can be seen as a competitive differentiator that shifts market share toward more diverse companies over time. For a marketer like me, that's the catalyst. Diversity and inclusion boosts innovation and profitable growth, driving enterprise value. I represent the multi-generational workplace as a baby boomer. Intersectionality also exists for me as a black man and physically disabled wheelchair user. This intersectional lens guides my curiosity as I question our interview guests to pull from them their most revealing and valuable insights for you, the audience. Now, Charlotte will introduce herself and tell you a little bit about our exciting first episodes of season one.
Thank you, Brian. I'm Charlotte Hughes, co-founder and chief executive officer of Inclusive Leaders Group. Our boutique training and consulting firm is dedicated to advancing DEI to drive innovation and profitable growth. For me personally, it's as if I've come full circle. I grew up in a healthcare household as the daughter of a pediatrician. My father, with two other physicians, formed the first minority medical group practice in the state of Ohio, serving the greater Cleveland community for over 50 years across multiple generations. My mother strengthened my compassion in my DNA, instilling a concern for people from all walks of life and the love of learning about diversity and inclusivity. She welcomed and nurtured people from many diverse backgrounds and cultures into our lives endlessly, at home and as citizens of the world, showing what belonging really means and feels like. I view my work today as carrying on the family business in my area of expertise and my calling. DEI work is about people, process, perspectives, and change for optimal outcomes. In my work, I'm analyzing enablers, uncovering barriers for sustainable growth. As an African-American woman with lived experiences from multiple diversity identities, I have a keen awareness of enablers and barriers, and I'm motivated to help all underrepresented groups excel and thrive. So you've heard a little bit about our podcast, but I wanted to add one other element, and we're about making the invisible visible. Whether the stories or outcomes are positive, negative, or even questionable, we recognize that there's an opportunity, that nothing will get better if people don't look more closely to seek deeper awareness and insight. Engaging people to do their best work, live their best life for themselves and others is our focus. we'll discover and uncover strategies, mindsets, and practical solutions to diverse issues. I think we all can agree that we've entered a new reality since 2020. And as an analogy, we're all watching and assessing and seeing from a series of actions in front of us what's happening. So here's the analogy. Are you familiar with the burst mode? It's a camera feature on your phone. You as a photographer can capture several photos in quick succession by just pressing the shutter button and holding it down. We have nothing to lose by doing this deeper level of discovery, except we know that it will likely involve some discomfort. We may feel threatened and shift to survivor mode versus embracing the self-care mode and ultimately desire to care for others to benefit us all. A lot can be missed when we overlook and dismiss people and things, assuming you know it all. We all have contributions to make, and we can learn from and with each other and reflect on a sustainable solution that's measurable, incremental, and positive towards change. We know DEI is about change and continuous improvement. We create policies, practices, and change our culture. It's a natural evolution for me to make life better for everyone, leveraging everyone's unique contributions and adapting an organization to eliminate discrimination and intolerance.
The time is now for inclusive leadership. For shareholders, employees, and customers, the cost of bad leadership behavior is mounting. Following the global protests last summer over the killing of George Floyd, a growing number of CEOs and boards of directors called for their companies to boldly address racial equity and justice. The same accelerated new commitment came from healthcare, nonprofits, and higher education institutions. The murder conviction this month of the former police officer who killed Mr. Floyd and the resulting equal justice and accountability of that conviction has even more corporate and organizational executives adding DEI to the performance expectations of their people. Not just human resources and diversity and inclusion talent, but every leader, manager, and individual in all business functions in all industries. At the same time, the need for leaders to create welcoming workplace cultures where all employees feel valued and that they belong is growing exponentially. By the year 2050, researchers project that there will no longer be a clear racial or ethnic majority in America, and immigrants and their children will account for 83% of U.S. workforce growth. These demographic shifts are occurring as organizations become more dependent on complex, knowledge-based tasks that require greater teamwork and collaboration. These multiple shifts point to a common leadership implication. To maximize performance, leaders will need to master the art of enabling people with different backgrounds and different perspectives to work well together. Leaders who create diverse and inclusive cultures have a distinctive leadership profile. They possess certain innate instincts as well as learned competencies. Research from global thought leaders, including McKinsey & Company, Korn Ferry, Deloitte Consulting, and Russell Reynolds, show they also tend to see better outcomes from the individuals and teams they manage, including greater employee loyalty, better decision-making, and higher levels of motivation. A big part of the Inclusive Enterprise podcast content and Inclusive Leaders Group solutions are developing these inclusive leadership traits and competencies. Let's share some of the exciting early season one episodes. In our first episode, I had the opportunity to interview our guest, Judge Glenda Hatchett, The episode was entitled Embracing Ambition and Authenticity on the Road to Inclusive Leadership. Judge Glenda Hatchett discusses how corporate and nonprofit board members have an important role in building an inclusive workplace that drives performance and financial results for organizations. Judge Hatchett served on the board of three Fortune 500 companies. She also shares personal stories. She's down to earth, and she tells it like it is. Listeners will hear how her positive attitude, perseverance in her career, and in life enable her to fulfill her passion for litigation, racial justice, and diversity and inclusion. She's a true example of not letting obstacles, emotional and mental, get in the way of your goals in life. It just makes you stronger. Episode 2 is just in time for May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. I have a candid conversation with Craig Kramer of Johnson & Johnson. Craig is the Mental Health Ambassador and Chair of the Global Campaign on Mental Health for Johnson & Johnson, the leading American multinational corporation founded in 1886. The episode is entitled Mental Health, the Next Diversity Inclusion Initiative. Craig describes Johnson & Johnson's history, strategy, building the case, and incredible success of addressing mental health as a diversity and inclusion matter. Mental health and diversity and inclusion are closely connected, much more closely than you might think, according to Craig. As employers deepen their focus on diversity, inclusion, and racial justice, Craig recommends that they should ensure employees from diverse backgrounds have the mental health support they need, from mental health employee resource groups to counseling services and mental health screening tools. It's impressive that in just a few short years, Johnson & Johnson's mental health diplomats employee resource group has membership growth of over 1,000 employees in 32 countries, and the ERG aligns to support a strategy to attract and retain diverse talent for the organization on a global basis. Now, Charlotte will tell a little bit about the next couple of episodes.
Thank you, Brian. Well, in episode 3, we feature Allison Waymires in our podcast on women leading and overcoming bias in men's sports. If you're a sports fan, you may know her. If not, you should, because she is a true role model for athletes that she coaches and everyone who seeks to navigate their way through the sports business in a system that may not necessarily help to set you up for success. Allison is dynamic. She has had successful leadership experience with the NFL, NBA, and Augusta National Golf Club, home of the Masters Golf Tournament. Allison discusses her career path as a black woman in the sports industry, and she reinforces that it may sound like it's entertainment, but it truly is a business. She provides her insights into what we all can learn from college and pro athletes about racial justice, advocacy, and action. Allison, in case you didn't know, was the first female hired in a leadership role as director of football and career development at Clemson University Football by the national championship coach, Dabo Sweeney. She is currently owner and founder at Spry Players Group, LLC, an athlete development and career management firm that empowers collegiate and professional athletes as well as non-athletes in all professions. Episode 4 highlights National Employee Wellness Month, celebrated in June each year. This segment features inclusive workplace wellness, developing culturally competent employee well-being with Ebony Berry and Cassie Bruce. Cassie and Ebony both serve as officers on the First Coast Worksite Wellness Council with a mission to improve the health of the Northeast Florida community by sharing resources and providing guidance through their member businesses. Ebony is also developing a course for Inclusive Leaders Group on this topic. COVID highlighted longstanding health and wellness inequities in the U.S. on both a societal and workplace level. This course is designed to develop knowledge and skills, delivering high-impact, best-in-class well-being programs that are equitable and culturally appropriate. It targets wellness practitioners, organizations, hospital systems, clients, and vendors. There are health concerns for a variety of groups that affect the design, communication, and effectiveness of wellness programs. For example, African Americans are 2 times more likely to die from heart disease than Caucasians, according to the CDC. She discusses initiatives focused on diversity and well-being to address differences in organizations related to race, class, gender, age, culture, religion, language, sexual orientation, physical, and cognitive abilities. So stay tuned for more episodes and join us on the Inclusive Enterprise Podcast for inspiration, positive change, and sustained results.